We are here today on another Thirst Quencher, and we are here to talk about the long-awaited Black Panther 2. We saw it. We have some thoughts. We're chopping them up here today, gentlemen. I think we're going to, obviously, we pretty much just start with what we liked about the film. I'll just jump right into it. I mean, just generally, how do you guys feel about this movie?
It's good.
Everyone got on their phone.
No, I thought you were starting. I was pulling up the page.
Oh, okay.
To, for stuff that I want to talk about individual actors, but
okay.
It was a very fun movie. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It did not feel like that.
Not really.
We've been complaining lately about the length of some of these movies. Either they're super rushed, but still long. Somehow these movies managed to do that. I had very little feeling of that in this movie. There was a couple scenes that I was like, this felt a little breakneck-y. But everything else, the pacing, the way that they were able to introduce multiple new characters and highlight some reoccurring characters and give them all pretty good even playing field. Some people did not grow as much as others. Some others grew more than what I thought they would. But the way that they were able to manage a ginormous cast, because with the passing of Chadwick Boseman, you no longer have a lead, right? So you kind of, this movie's trying to establish itself in that realm of who are we going to follow? Who are we going to lead, cheer on? Who are we going to actually, like, you know, it all leads down eventually to one character again, but
yeah,
they did a great job of introducing new characters, uplifting old characters, and being able to keep it on track and not be derivative or rushed or overbearing.
Like on track and like imbalanced. Like no one felt like they didn't have enough screen time in this film.
Or too much.
Yeah.
That's the tricky part.
Exactly.
That is what is amazing.
Because a lot of films,
I wanted more Namor.
Yeah.
Fair.
Namor. No, I mean, as soon as he said it, everyone went back to how it said.
Yeah.
Like it didn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Namor.
I like Namor.
All right, look here, Submariner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he say that?
No, nope. But somebody should have.
Thank God.
I see some kind of Submariner.
Look, we'll work up to that. It's better than like how in Black Adam, they're like, you know, what name should I have? Black Adam, I guess.
Actually, I like taking cues from like 13-year-old kids who just tell me to say things and I say them.
That's cool.
But either way, you know, what I liked about the movie is, well, a lot of what he was saying basically is that the movie manages to juggle its themes pretty well without their obvious, you know, lead. It's like a lot of people had to step up, and everyone had a scene where they were eating. The costume design was incredible.
Music
was incredible.
Acting,
they did what they could as far as, like, you know, paying that tribute to Chadwick. A lot of moments where there's just no music and it's them going through like grief.
Yeah.
And like some of those are like tough, like damn.
Real sniffles in the theater, man.
I was happy to see that everyone, and it's like of course, it just felt like a real cultural thing to see. Does everyone feel the same? Like everyone respectful and just stay, like when they had a moment in the beginning where you need to be quiet. It wasn't said, there was no like little prompt, but you kind of knew everyone needs to just be quiet, and everyone did, even the kids,
except for that, like that one old man that
was dying of COVID in the back.
the prolonged dying raster.
Dude, he was going in. He said, "Oh shit! Oh, not now." My man was on the edge of his seat.
Give that man the herb.
I like
someone to give him some water. What is going on?
Yeah, give him the herb. Give him something.
those moments in the movies always like tweak me out because they kick up my anxiety. And I liked them. I think they did them really well in this movie.
What type of scenes?
Just silent scenes. Yeah. When everything is shuts off and everybody's just staring there, like, in silence.
Yeah.
They're always a little awkward, but they did them well on this one, especially starting off the movie right off the bat. Mm-hmm. With that minute of silence. No shuffling of pages. None of that usual Marvel antics.
Yeah, right.
I also like the fact that the movie took itself seriously, but not to a point where it was cringy.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't go over that line. It took itself seriously, but it still reminds you, this is a superhero movie. Like, there's super thing. There are people flying in the air. There's indestructible armor and all that shit. But, like, at the end of the day, it's a story about grief, about moving on, about...
And standing firm,
exactly. And I appreciate they knew this was the theme and kept consistently throughout. And it was for every character, and that's what it should be like. Like, who else was going? Namor was also going through his own grief, you know, of some kind of way. You know,
I feel like saying Namor is like saying Latinx.
That I mean,
as the formal.
I was gonna say like
Latino. No, it's not.
Shut up.
That's his name. That's pronunciation.
He said it.
That's like when people used to call me Hydro. That's not my name.
What up, Hydro Pump?
I am going to call you Hydro in secret. I went over Hydro's house.
There was a teacher when I first moved here. She couldn't pronounce my name. She said Hydro, and I couldn't speak English well enough to keep correcting people, and I was so tired of it that I was like, whatever. Got stuck being my name for...
Like 2-3 years.
A very long time.
Ah, okay.
I like it. Not for that reason.
It's a fun nickname to have during high school. Everybody's fucking getting drug tested every other week.
That's the same thing that happened with Namor. You know, everyone, as soon as he said it, and everyone was like, nah, it's this Namor.
Yeah, this is your name.
I just want to see the accent mark inside the comic book. That's all.
But that is something that I kind of want to touch on. They had many, many changes to the Submariner character, Namor, however you want to pronounce it. Very different drastic changes, and nobody gives a fuck. It's fine.
It's just
crazy how they can just keep doing that. Like,
but I want to know.
I think that everybody's gotten to a point where even us as comic book actual readers realize that these have nothing to do with that. We're able to enjoy both of those separate.
Yeah,
and it allows
most of us.
It allows new people to come in because follow me on this logic. It kind of takes it away from the ownership from the comic book people, and it now allows people to come in and enjoy it freshly and new, just like we would, because we don't have the same expectations that we would have if they kept everything to the letter. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm kind of leaning more in the camp of being okay with that now.
Wait a second. Are you saying break with comic book accuracy? That's heresy. That's heresy.
I shall walk, rage, fire. I shall walk the main street nude and repent.
Shame.
You will be shamed.
Shame.
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 I get what you're saying, but I'm also in the line. It did really. I think I take that in a case by case basis because
of course
the Submariner was done. Like they put their foot in that design of his character and reworking his origin.
The serpent headpiece.
Yeah, they went the extra mile and above. Not like fucking Goro. Not Goro. My bad.
Leave the movie.
No.
Alone.
It's a
stop it.
I'm not gonna stop him.
Leave it alone.
That horse is a pile of bones, and I'm still kicking them every day on the way to school.
You can't even make soup from them bones, bro. Ain't no marrow. Leave it alone.
But I can make fire.
Okay,
burn them.
But I know. I keep beating that dead horse. But you know what I mean.
Every episode we bring it up.
Well, listen.
Every
episode
to this release.
It is the newest entry. You always compare the newest with the prior to.
I mean, yeah. Like I'm just. We get it. We all don't like that fucking movie, bro.
It's not just that we don't. It's not just that we don't like it.
that we hate it.
We hate it. We hate it. And yeah, like it kind of just happened. And I wasn't okay with a lot of the
let
shit.
Let it heal.
I will never heal.
You don't tell me
this
when
is how I heal.
This is terminal. Yeah. It will eat me from the inside.
If you're doing this based on vengeance, it will consume you.
Then I'm already consumed.
We both are.
So Wakanda Forever was directed by Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler back again to do another.
He is knocking it out of the park. I mean, honestly, another entry in this caliber, he might be up there for, you know, right alongside Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he can shoot past his ass. I mean he can shoot if
yeah,
he,
for
if
sure.
another entry he can do it. I'm with you on that because this is kind of like a sidebar because this came out. Did you guys hear what Quentin Tarantino had to say about directing Marvel movies?
He would never in his life do it.
Yeah, because this is kind of like for like you know hitmen. You know you call them. You know they come in and. They do what you tell them and make movies.
Okay.
He's not entirely wrong.
We talked about this before.
Yeah, I'm getting up to it. Like he's not necessarily wrong, but when he says shit like that, he also includes people like Ryan Coogler, who are tearing the roof off of their entries. So it's like
Ryan Coogler is the exception, but he isn't the stand.
He's not the only one.
Okay, Tarantino could be the exception, but he's not trying to be.
Right. Like you can do how. And the other thing You would make a Star Wars film? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you do a Star Wars film? Like, that's your thing. Like, you would... Marvel movies are a step too far, but you make a Star Wars film.
Are you talking about Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
I thought you said he would do a Star Trek film.
Either way. One of those things. I'm like, that's as big cheese as it gets.
Look, I would say I get what he's saying, but I do have to say I don't like the timing when he said it and how it came out. That was a little fucked.
Yeah, it always feels like it's a little, you know.
It's always like we get some news person finally gets one of these big directors on the phone to say something around the round same time another Marvel movie or whatever is coming out just to say something. Like, yeah, you know, Marvel movies are dumb. Ugh. Even though if they were offered $1 billion, they would do it. They would do it, especially if they gave him the freedom. Of course, Disney would give Quarantino the freedoms to do whatever he wanted. Maybe not to.
I don't think they gave him all the freedom.
You don't want to hear him. You don't want to hear his characters recite the N-word in multiple different ways.
I mean, we already got the foot fetish going on in this movie.
Well, why not?
I mean, how many close-ups of Namor's feet did we get?
Not enough.
We got a shit ton.
I don't remember.
His toes were.
I stand by the statement. You cannot make feathers on your ankles look cool.
It looks cool.
I don't care how many close-ups of the feet they gave us.
Like,
I don't care.
Like, look, I don't care. I would say, like, this is the... Like, Namor would have never looked as
right,
good
look
as...
Look at me. Look at me right now.
I'm looking
listen,
at you.
Listen. You listening? You're creating a character, and you have the option to put feathers on your ankles. Are you doing it, or are you passing it over? Be real with me. Don't be spiteful. You're passing it over. All right, now let's keep going.
You didn't even give me a chance to answer.
You could have answered if you wanted to.
You were biased.
You could have answered if you wanted to.
The question.
But you didn't stop me.
Yep.
You didn't correct me.
I didn't make Namor.
For the application of his mystical feathery ankles, it was done very well.
They were done so fucking sick.
This is probably the best that it could ever have been done.
Yep.
What's the next thing
we like make little whirlwinds out of it?
Yes. That's the thing, Claire. Like, I'm not saying that Namor's design has ever been cool because it hadn't. All right. Like, his outfits are cool, but when you look down, you're like, what? That's weird.
This is the best that he's looked to me since Secret Wars. The prelude to Secret Wars, where the Illuminati book,
I see.
Forgot what it was called, where he had that one, like, all black jumpsuit.
With the V-neck exposed.
With the V-neck.
I think it is just called the Illuminati.
And the silver belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best that he's looked since then, I would say.
Oh, yeah. My man was
the way that they were able to pull off the Speedo by tying it, like you were saying earlier, creating a culture around his character, making it its own standout from the comics, that helps, right? That helps bring in these goofy designs that wouldn't have any applicable real world scenarios.
Like, yeah. Like, why is he wearing a Speedo?
Like, yeah. I like the fact they
added it to... It's made of vibranium.
Like, I like the fact they added it to his name. He's the like, it makes it more mythical than it was before, than just saying, oh, he can swim, but he also he can fly sometimes.
Yeah, look at this, like, man in the Speedo.
Yeah, that.
If you notice, no other...
No, thank you.
No other Atlantean in the comics wears Speedo.
Nah, just
not. They can't pull it off like him. That's why.
At least in this movie, everybody was matching, at least in that tribal essence of
to
it.
Match.
Yeah, they tried. Because
Buddy was fucking killing it.
My man was dripping.
A shark man, a flat hammerhead shark dude.
He was a man of few words, but many action. I enjoyed seeing him. I enjoyed seeing Okoye. This movie was funny.
There's a couple times where obviously the Marvel formula kind of creeps out and you're like, all right, but the comedic timing was great. The comedic writing,
it doesn't overstay its welcome, whatever.
Yeah, they don't linger.
Exactly. And they are appropriate when they are, and when it's serious, everyone shuts the fuck up.
Right.
And lets it be serious, because I can only imagine. What?
It's okay.
Just keeps dragging that horse out of that.
I didn't say anything.
He wasn't going there, guys.
I didn't say anything.
This is not just something that Thor does.
There's venom. It's familiar.
I told you, I am out for blood.
There's about 11 thunder in it.
I smelled it in his breath.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's not
loud.
It's not just love and thunder, because I swore I've said this before. And Doctor Strange. How many times? Yeah, like it's. That's what I started to feel like, okay, now I get what everyone's saying about the Marvel formula and everything. Oh, it's too funny and blah, blah, blah. And the last, like, few films, besides, like, maybe, like, No Way Home, I could see that. Like, the joke, it all feels forced just to keep up with that theme of being funny.
To hit one-liners and to hit, like, topical punchlines,
yeah,
that like, do not age well.
For me, the one that really took me out of it, like, I did not like it in Black Widow at all. Like,
yeah,
that for me, for a character that lives in the grays, in the gray areas,
cold-blooded killer.
Now Natasha can be funny now, like, I just felt like a lot of their moments were
done correctly. She's hilarious.
They could have done most of that movie straight, like straight man. Like, oh, this is serious because she's, you know,
yeah, she's a fucking spy.
She's a fucking spy, and everyone around her.
Who's Natasha? We got the new hotness in the streets right now. You want a super spy? All right, what's her name? Nikita something.
Lupita
Nyong'o.
That's right.
And in the movie, she plays Nakia.
Mexico's representing strong. You already know Lupita is Mexican, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was born in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
We out here. Hey. You got a good one.
I don't accept it.
Why did you...
She's not yours.
I want you to listen to me.
Look at her.
You will give her to us.
She is. She was born in Mexico. Her father was a Kenyan professor in Mexico City when she was born.
Yep, Kenyan Mexican.
Fuck.
Nowhere near.
I will not spread this slanderous lie. I will not use our platforms so responsibly.
We'll bring it up at the next race trades.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will not allow this platform to be used
for deception,
hateful and lies. Words and lies. That's disgusting. I can't believe you guys said
but
that.
But who is Black Widow and you got her walking around absolutely killing the game right now? They said, I need one person and one person only. We got an infiltrator. She said,
and just
Tuesday.
I don't remember. Okay, did she did any of that in the first film? I don't remember.
That was her job.
Oh, okay.
I think she was the one that found T'Challa when he was, you know, missing.
Right. And also, when we first met her at the beginning of the movie, she was infiltrating a gun runner.
You're right.
You know,
so before we get into spoilers, I do want to talk about the sound design.
Yeah.
Right. Beautiful.
Where we were going. Right. The way that they used the sound to set up the scene, and not in the usual way the movies do, where they have that backing track that kind of like adds eerie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part of it.
It was cool because it was a part of the actual scene. The action revolved around what you were hearing on screen. It wasn't, you know, they first presented it as a, you know, set piece music. Until you found out, oh shit, this is actually having an effect on the actual action.
I think it's called like diegetic music. I mean, diegetic sound.
It's happening. You see it so much often, and it's like so sporadic because no one uses like the full medium to its advantage like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of really cool set pieces in here.
I also like to point out, I really enjoy, like, I thought the first Batman was pretty good, but the one thing that helped, that for me, it seemed like it was pulling it back with all the CGI. Like, I felt like
the CGI was,
it made it feel too more goofy than it should have been, you know, for what was going on, especially the fight scenes and stuff.
It was nice at first when it was in the dark.
Yeah.
And then they just kept putting more light in the background.
Yeah.
And it felt the faster they were moving, the less you'd be able to notice.
That railroad fight for me was like pretty bad. Like, I just didn't really enjoy it as much. They've cleaned up the CGI a great deal.
Exactly. Like, it's a lot more practical this time around, I feel. Like, yeah, there's, like, we do have these huge set pieces, CGI set pieces, obviously CGI. But when we get down, there's definitely plenty of, like, ground level stuff happening that wasn't CGI at all.
Yeah,
that's more practical, more hands on, and everything. And it was nice. It felt more real than the usual. You know, than what you would expect. Because you would think like, okay, the first one did this. Now the time to up the ante and everything, like any other film would do. But they decided to keep it low. In fact, they kind of like lowered it a little bit.
What the ante?
Up the ante.
Do the hand gesture again.
Up the ante.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up the ante.
Let's go, Lucio.
Yeah, someone's gonna do it.
So, was there anything that we didn't like out of it?
I got my shield cowl on right now.
Mine's in spoilers.
Oh. Same.
Yeah, I guess mine too.
So mine, I can do it. It's spoiler free, but then I'll do the cutoff and I'll jump right into why the spoiler of it.
Okay,
but there's a couple action pieces that seemed, I know it's a comic book movie, but they seemed like there's a couple areas where everybody seemed to be immune to everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody was able to survive some out of control shit, which is cool because, you're watching a comic book movie. But you're right. Seeing a 14-year-old get dropped on her face from fucking 50 feet in the air and then get dragged and then completely not have any markings in her, it kind of threw me off a little bit.
but
that's really only it. There was not much in the movie.
You mean to tell me that the glass that was broken, that couldn't be broken with a vibranium spear from a demigod, but when he throws bombs at it and the people who are right next to the bombs, nothing happens to them?
Yeah, no, they should be fucking shattered.
They should be dust.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a couple things where I'm like, okay.
That, honestly, is funny because that's, I mean, pretty much, are we spoiling now?
I guess that's part of the comic book thing, and that's my only thing. So if nobody has any
spoiler-free stuff.
Yeah, that you guys didn't like.
Okay, I do have a spoiler-free thing that I didn't necessarily enjoy.
Chew your food.
I don't like the re-addition of the CIA people. I don't necessarily think that link was necessarily needed at all. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, running cover for Wakanda. Like, we don't really need to do that. They could just see headlines and assume shit's about to go bad and do what they gotta do. Mm-hmm. I feel like that one character has overstayed his welcome. And if we don't have, you know, Chadwick here, we don't need that connection. No one else has to honor that. Like, so mm-hmm. I felt like he, as a character, if he was only here one more time to bring in Miss Dreyfus, cool. But I don't think we need to keep reassociating Wakanda with CIA, man. Like, that's my one gripe about this movie. Like, he's not needed here. And furthermore, it just wouldn't happen.
It makes it more, it's even more weirder that they keep a connection with him, but not the man that spent 2 years hiding there as their guest.
We gave you a suit.
Honestly, I was really surprised that they weren't at least at the funeral. But I can understand them keeping them out, but not even because there was a ship coming down. I thought that they were heading in just to show up the event.
That'd have been cool.
But
maybe they're all just being petty. Like, well, if they never met the Avengers in the first place, he'd still be here.
True. I mean, that's.
But you know, he died from a disease.
Propaganda allegations.
With that being said, we're about to fanboy over this shit. Okay. So if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. Spoil yourself.
Go.
It's the best Marvel product.
Yeah.
That's been for a while.
I can't. Yeah. Like everyone.
What
like
were they
doing
up until now? What were they doing?
Waiting for this.
Going by the numbers.
Making She-Hulk.
Shut up.
Maybe it has something to do with it being an established thing that we already have equity to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll use that much, but yeah, was just put well together.
Maybe okay.
This may be my favorite movie since Winter Soldier. This may be my second favorite Marvel movie.
Between this and Spider-Man.
Wow, you guys always seem like the movies that the Marvel movies that I like, you guys don't like them as much.
Yeah. No.
And then it's like it's like always the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not that I didn't like this one. I'm sorry, go on.
No, like, you're right. Like, I'm just saying there's so many. Yeah, like it's going to happen surprised. To have the opposite.
I'm like wow.
Like I like from this phase at least, like right, I was gonna say for now it was always gonna be like No Way Home. No Way Home was already up here, and I've been waiting for anybody to get No Way Home off their mantle, but everyone's disappointed until now. Like Wakanda's up there. It's even past like oh, it's just good for this phase. No, it's like one of the best.
I wonder if it passes up Top Gun in the box office. Are they gonna fucking make a million articles about that?
Of course.
It's so fucking weird.
Always. They'll talk about how much is beating Top Gun, and they'll bring up Black Adam and stuff, and how The Rock is fuming like, "What is this?
The Marvel machine wins again."
What
baby.
The fuck?
Oh, I will say this before we go into spoilers. That was the fullest I've seen a movie theater at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Dude,
yeah
I was a long time. Fucking time.
Yeah. I was worried because I was like, oh shit, they're going to fill up before anyone comes. Like I tried my best to like spread out and everything to get save as many seats. But
make yourself look big.
It was it was worrisome because how many people.
It's like, stop coming in.
Yeah, stop.
Stop coming in.
Stop coming in here. This is my movie. This is for my friends. I appreciate it.
Start dragging your nuts on all the chairs.
Yeah, that doesn't. They do that already.
With that being said, we're gonna get into spoiler territory. So if you have not seen it,
please
go watch it.
Please do.
I want to know. Oh, your first spoiler. Okay. Shuri. Not Shuri. Sorry. Okoye killed a couple of these Atlanteans, right?
No, she didn't.
No. Shush. She took them down, stabbed them through the fucking chest. They were supposed to be dead, and then they got up saying, "Oh shit!" She even went back to her people saying, "These people got back up after stabbing them." Okay, so and then we found out more about Namor's past and how everyone got their abilities and everything. I'm like, okay, that must mean everyone's like this. Apparently not, because they reneged that almost immediately.
Well, they showed us in the beginning that they can get taken out by bullets when the scientist that never came back around, who is an actually pretty prolific. She's the girl from The Boys. I just put that together.
She is the girl from The Boys.
She's the senator that can kill people with her mind.
Oh.
Wait, Yeah, that's her.
Oh.
In the very beginning, they like escaped in the airplane.
That was her?
She didn't escape.
I'm almost 100% sure that was her.
Fine ass?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, the lady from Modern Warfare 2? I mean, from the new Modern Warfare? Because she was the same.
Oh, I haven't played
New Modern Warfare. Right,
but yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, so
you talking about the senator from the senator from The Boys that kill people? That,
yeah, with her mind.
Are you sure that was?
I thought she was
almost.
That was her.
It was dark.
I don't. That woman was white, and I don't think
that was her.
I don't. Yeah, because she's clearly
they do
not.
Look similar. I get.
Do they?
Wait, they looked a little similar. They had the nose.
Do they?
Well, but I could tell.
It's not.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about some shit.
But she's been in a couple of things that I've seen, which she was super.
I'm just
familiar. Maybe that's why.
Basically, but just to end my thing, I'm confused about just like what Haida was saying. I'm confused on how powerful and
how durable are these guppies?
Yeah, like when can they die? When can they not die? Like what's going on? Like I don't get it. But it's
well, apparently when you shoot them, they go down.
Yeah. The physiology of Atlantean was some of the things that suffered. From introducing a whole nother culture and a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
So that did kind of suffer. That was one of the things because they never brought that back up and anything else. But then again, they never really showed them getting stabbed anywhere else either.
No.
So like the final battle was them like getting kicked off
boat
like pushing
back
off
into the water. Like it wasn't gonna do much to him anyway.
Exactly.
I'll be back.
the only time that we saw them actually get injured was in that opening scene where they were getting shot.
Yeah.
By that bullet that held by that gun that held 150 rounds.
I was wondering if I was the only one who noticed that.
No,
she never fucking reloaded.
Yeah, it's extendo mag.
She didn't reload for shit.
Exactly. You don't have to. Extendo
like,
mag.
Yeah, like it was that and part then, and then that Nicoya. Yeah, and then it was like nope.
Buddy got cut a couple times and then he got kicked off, but they never showed any like healing factor. Mm-hmm. I always assumed they had some sort of healing factor from some kind of fish species or some shit.
They have like a somewhat like just like they have basically maybe a dumbed down version of what Black Panther has, right? Like, so they come from okay, like,
but do they all
that's
or just
all,
the
that's few confused. They
like. Ate it.
I feel like it's confused. Just passed down from some of their generations. Because, the way he explained it before is that they're like fish. Like not all fish need gills to like breathe in water, so they're like different kinds. Like almost.
It almost seems like he called himself a mutant.
He called
like,
himself.
Are they mutates? So do they? Is that part of their mutating power?
That's like,
certainly transformed to something, and by extension, their kids they're born as something else.
It shows that
like
it,
mutants, right?
It shows that like, granted, it's not a thing that breaks the film, but it shows that they put their efforts or make sure you may pay more attention to everything of like the story, the culture, and not like the power scaling of the Atlantean people and everything.
Yeah,
and how this basically the offshoot of the Black Panther power, how that works with everyone else.
You know, that's
one more herb and we got a gumbo.
Huh?
one more mystic herb and we got a gumbo.
Straight up. I can't wait.
See, that's what shapes good movies, right? When you're able to just show me something and then don't worry about that. Come over here. We keep it moving and it kind of becomes an afterthought. And almost where it feels like plot holes almost become like nitpicking. That's the strength of a good movie.
That's all I'm like in this like what we don't like session. That's all I'll be doing like because
that was it felt like maybe that was a direction that they were going to go to with the movie that they never got a chance to kind of go to because of time constraints and how much they were actually trying to shove in there because
and how much they probably had to change too.
That whole kind of time frame like that whole little part of the movie. From them finding Riri was my least favorite part of the movie. I didn't really care for that. Okay. I cared for the introduction of her, but I didn't care for the chase. It got cheesy, right? Yeah. Some of it didn't make sense. It kind of put themselves, they gave themselves plot holes.
Strange pattern we're seeing whenever they introduce the younger generation characters that are going to carry the franchise forward. It gets a little cheesy.
And that's what I'm like. It almost had like a Disney Plus vibe to it, like a show vibe to it. Like the even the action, it didn't really match to the rest of the action in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Riri, the one that really took me out was Riri just getting pulled face first, just on the concrete, and you just land. She had goggles on, and then she just got dragged. Everything safe but Okoye and Hammerhead's fight.
Yeah, like everything it led up to.
Yeah, it was a little off to me. It was starting to throw me off, but it wasn't the rest of the movie was so strong that it kind of became an afterthought. It was almost like we got to get here and this is how we're going to get to it to the real meat and potatoes. This is the quick stuff that we got to go through.
I see what you're getting at. I guess some of my gripes took place with, I mean, but, you know, I get it. How they sort of explains some of, like, Riri's prowess. Like, oh, you know, this guy just put a wrench in my hand and he gave me these power tools and I was 3 years old. And
I'm just smart.
I'm just smart as fuck. I just worked on
crosses. I made my first thing at 3 years old.
Like, you know, I get it. But at the same time, it's just, some of the explanations for how she, you know, came about essentially, and then like, oh, I just have a lab. Oh, I just used to do this. Oh, like that stuff, you know, leading into the chase was not my favorite part either. But everything up until getting to that part was an absolute blast for me. Like all the chemistry, I was worried about how Shuri was going to like be as a front and center person. Yeah. But like she makes it work without changing the character, you know, like she just didn't become somebody else.
Yeah.
Like it was still the Shuri who thinks that they were her brain. And you
and
know,
and the teenager. She, yeah. This was a coming of age story.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I'm so happy we didn't see a Forrest Ghost Chadwick. I'm so happy.
No, like
look, I kind of wanted.
Let me tell you. There is a scene in The Five Bloods on Netflix. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I know what you're talking about,
but it was a Chadwick Boseman. You know,
it was the last thing he did, wasn't it?
Yeah, and let me tell you, for that movie, it dropped me to the floor. So I felt like if they could have done it in here, there wouldn't have been a dry eye in there. It would have been.
I think it helps add to Shuri's character because she didn't even believe in that shit in the first place.
I didn't.
And for her not even to be able to see her brother.
That I like the fact we get to know more about her, but it all makes sense. Like, no shit, she wouldn't believe. She's a scientific person. Like she knows about all this, but for her to be like, but at her core, she's the young rebellious one.
She scoffs
at tradition and everything.
I really love the cold open with her praying in the elevator before anybody sees her. Like she does buy into it a little bit,
but she's not going to let anyone.
But not, yeah, that last little bit of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think she just did a really good job.
I have to say another gripe, and maybe I'm stretching, but the whole remaking the detection thing, the detect vibranium, and them just getting it.
Yeah,
like
that's why I kind of wish
she said she made it for a contest.
I kind of wish there would have been like a maybe, like you know, comic book runs all do like that zero. Where it's not like a prelude that'll just kind of establish a couple of things before you go into the meat and potatoes. I wish we would have got a Riri one. Just a one-off on Disney Plus, introducing the character. Because I feel like that she's the one that suffered the most out of everything. Yeah. She was kind of thrown in there almost as comedic relief, which she knocked it out of the park. Don't get me wrong. She was charismatic, but... She took me a little bit to warm up to because it was almost like she was just there to be like, yo, this is just another clone. This is your Shuri. Like this is the brainy little rebellious teen that now you have to kind of foster and be the older brother
for them to interact with
the other sibling.
Other. I see what he's getting at.
Her.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be great. But I think
Moon Girl and
you're going calm down.
And Hawkeye, the new Hawkeye?
No, Kamala Khan.
And the new Hawkeye, too. Stop leaving my girl out.
Kate Bishop. Huh?
Kate Bishop.
Kate?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Patriot. Mr. Man with like 10 lines. No, two.
Two lines.
Hey.
Hey, that's my grandpa.
That's my granddad. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I may have some power.
Like her introduction just felt a little off. It was the one that I was like a little bit more abrasive at. Nah, you don't need to save it.
Like out of the essential cast and everything, she was unfortunately she got the shortest
the shaft.
The shaft, you know. But
I mean,
it wasn't to a point to make her at least it was like you said it, like it wasn't make her unlikable or she was like the weaker part of the film or anything.
I'll tell you that. I'd rather have her than that fucking annoying ass 5-year-old, 13-year-old we got in Black Adam.
With the cape?
Yeah.
That
little motherfucker was annoying. I wanted to drop him off of a building.
Tell him the man in black sent you.
Look, without him, Black Adam probably wouldn't have said one thing.
Good.
I know, right? It would have been good. They needed someone for like, wait a second, Black Adam.
The Rock not talk? Please.
He would never let that
make his own dialogue.
Not his production.
We need his verbal charm and physical charm. God damn it.
Right. No, now?
Not yet.
It's a Kamehameha.
That's right. Get ready for your Kamehameha. Disney is so bold that either they thought they could take care of the Kamehameha sign and overtake it themselves, or they are very smart and they are capitalizing on Latin America's love for Dragon Ball Z.
That's a good point. Both things can be true.
As a native Mexican, there is a kind of comeback where somebody, you know, you're riffing with somebody and they insult you. You can say something like huevos, pretty much like suck my dick and eat my nuts. And it's a hand gesture that you do like that.
Okay.
And when he first did that, I was like,
Yes.
That's what he's doing. This is a fucking B cut. This is for me. I understood it. Everybody thinks he's coming.
Everyone doesn't know what's going
he's
on.
Telling you, it is nuts. This is for me. God, I told you I would have my day.
10-point play.
So I thought that was hilarious.
Oh man. I will say this. I don't like that everyone has a fucking hand gesture now. Okay, we're getting a little,
everyone will get one.
We're getting a little crazy with the goddamn hand gestures. Okay, let me tell you something. This right here.
Naruto has done something to this country.
It has.
It all started with Naruto.
You're all poisoned by anime.
Poisoned.
Not me.
The Japanese.
Never me.
All right.
Bullshit.
Tanjiro.
Can never be me. Tanjiro's not even anime.
You telling me you've never did a Kamehameha?
No.
100%.
That's a damn liar.
Nope.
You're a fucking
You've
liar.
Never did a Kamehameha?
Nope.
Bull fucking shit.
I didn't like Dragon Ball Z like
shit
y'all
blood,
did.
You liar.
I didn't like Dragon Ball Z the way y'all did. Ronin Warriors over here.
Ronin Warriors.
Uh-huh. Reboot.
Strike with
Reboot
fear.
Is an anime.
I'm not saying it's anime. I'm saying listing the shit that I watched.
We're talking about anime.
You were talking about anime.
Did you ever morph into action with like Power Rangers and like flip from like a really tall spot?
Yeah, I hurt myself.
Okay, you did see. All right,
speak. Look.
See, it has cool. poison his brain.
See, okay. Sentai is anime.
It is.
All right, don't.
But always remember. Thanks, Spider-Man, for Sentai.
Here's what I'm gonna remember. Okay. This shit came first. We did this shit first. We changed the fucking globe. We damn near reunited the fucking diaspora.
No, we didn't.
All right. That's what we did.
We tried.
All right. Now everyone else is, you know, we got hands. We got the fucking Hove hands. You know what I mean? There's just too many fucking hands. Rockefeller hands. Yo, there's just too many hands going on, yo. I don't know.
We're going to get flagged for gang signs. If you don't stop.
Please.
Don't say.
I don't want any smoke.
They already know you're from Detroit.
Exactly.
No, they don't. No, they do. Fuck.
No, he'd be right. No, 20 people watch. but yeah, as far as the rest of the movie, when it comes to spoilers, didn't really, my gripes come with the action. As far as the CGI has improved, I mean, this time around, everything looks good. Everything looks good. But as far as the action, I wish there were more like toe-to-toe set pieces. Like there are a lot of action set pieces.
Something make it a little happens. Bit more personal for the characters involved.
Yes.
Like I noticed there was a lot, you know, we saw there were some more than we would have usually had, but yeah, we could have had a lot more.
Right. Well, like what do you mean by make it more personal?
Okay, so
I think each individual character kind of had a personal vendetta for the match.
I think it's one like on ones, right?
Yes, fights. like Okoye's fight.
Yeah.
That cut the music off. They fucking went toe to toe. Like it looked like both of them got hurt before anybody walked away.
And the ending of Shiri and Nemours,
the climactic fight.
That was, like I liked that. Okay, we were here, and then it was kind of more even because Shiri would got her ass kicked if he wasn't already like fucked up already.
Yeah. So who else would have a 1v1 that you would care to see?
Riri.
Not in that fucking.
Oh.
Not in that outfit.
Oh yeah, that.
Not in that.
No.
Not in that thing.
She was so eager to shoot somebody. I mean, granted, they are trying to kill her.
I would like to.
I mean, she killed those cops. Remember?
No, it totally did.
I would like to have extended an embattled fight somewhere.
Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Oh shit! She got Iron Man suit. Best
shooter.
One of the best lines in the film.
I'm happy they were really good with their accuracy. Only shot her like her neck.
Yeah,
her little thing.
Because they would never shoot her in the face.
And, you know, she was open.
They weren't close enough. You like can't aim.
Sure,
that's true. I would have liked to have seen an M'Baku fight more with somebody.
Yeah,
he did his part though.
And get not whooped.
He didn't do shit. But
and get whooped. Who would he fight?
That's another thing. They like the misdirection of powers. He got bodied.
Yeah.
And was genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
Okoye and Shiri flipped the motorcycle and she woke up with water splashed on her.
Yeah. I mean, they.
Okoye woke up and just fucking.
No. Okoye is a different beast. She's Okoye built.
Okoye is not
fair,
human.
Fair.
It's not human.
I'm still mad. Really didn't even have a fucking bloody nose. A black eye.
Nothing. She
landed on her fucking face.
She has nothing.
That's engineering,
that will,
baby.
That will haunt you for the rest of your days.
That's engineering. She had a Huffy fucking bike helmet. What engineering?
That's a custom-made Huffy. Bullshit. Hussy.
I like that. I think it was really subtle, but they did something that Batman v Superman just couldn't do subtly enough.
Make a good villain.
Make a good movie.
Hold on. Not too much on Batman v Superman. I like that one, all right?
No, I'm sorry. It's bad.
All right, sure. Whatever. The point is that there's the scene where, you know, the Martha scene, right? Where they kind of show the parallels between their whatever. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to get that these are, you know, whatever.
You're losing mm-hmm. me.
You are.
The point I'm getting at is that there is a scene in here where they kind of briefly go back through Namor's shit and do all these weird parallels between... Oh, my mom was a strong woman. Your mom was a strong woman. Mm-hmm. And from that came like this leader, and you had to go through all these trials and tribulations. Him when he was a boy, her mm-hmm. very recently. They did this parallel where they did all these shots.
Yeah,
I was like, that's subtle, and I appreciate that they put it in there because it shows like they both got here to be or to soon be great leaders. You know, and I thought it was a cool way to. Did they need it? Not necessarily, but I like that they hit it home in that way without. Painting it like Martha, you're me, I'm you. Like,
it wasn't.
Whatever.
It didn't have
Why
to
do
literally
you know that
be.
Name.
I like the dichotomy that this is setting up, though. The kind of situation where Shuri is never going to forgive him, right? This keeps up that tension between both of the countries. But now they have to rely on each other because they're alone.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the thing. And I said that after we watched the film that they, with the fight. The fight ended, and if you saw the film, you should be if you're watching this review. He gave in. He kneeled. Or not kneeled, but he
got his ass beat.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did he lose?
He lost a wing.
He lost the wing, yeah.
So he lost.
A tactical loss.
But I like the fact that with him like giving up and deciding to have an alliance and everything and backing off, it doesn't sacrifice him as a character. It doesn't sacrifice his character. He's still trying his best. He eventually will try again to take over the surface world. And right now he's deciding to take another tactic while still keeping his people safe by waiting for the surface people, which they will, to turn on Wakandans. Because if they turn on Wakandans, if all the nations of the world decide to go against Wakanda, who are they going to go to? They're going to go to Namor, his people.
The Avengers.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
How many times have they betrayed the government?
I mean, there are a few
four
people.
Times. So I just feel like.
What Avengers? Who's going
to go? They weren't even invited to the funeral.
Damn. As they shouldn't be.
Why?
Not even the White Wolf?
This is Wakandan business.
They were his friend. He was in the Avengers.
Friends. Friends.
Wow.
All right.
Not even the senior citizen himself, Captain America?
No. Yeah, he's still around.
I'm sorry, not Captain America. Steve Rogers.
They would never let him walk in there.
He probably can't walk.
Now, Ross, they let him in there because, you know, he's harmless. You know, they could fucking kill him. The CIA dude.
No, Nick Fury. Nick Fury wouldn't
want to show up.
It's true.
The second that little fake drone would go in there, it would shut down.
He would be like, yeah, one less person to worry about.
Nick Fury, yeah. I think. All right.
What?
Nick Fury get his shit pushed in.
He wouldn't come in. That's why he wouldn't be like, okay, good.
Everybody who comes to that shore gets their shit pushed in. Everyone.
We're there fighting.
Yeah.
At least the White Wolf. Fuck.
Who, Thanos, but, you know.
Yeah. You saw what happened.
He got that ass beat. He got that ass beat eventually.
With help.
We took the dub.
You saw what happened when he came to Wakanda? He got
mm-hmm.
fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't.
It may have taken a minute, but it happened.
Exactly. Dusted his whole fucking army. Yeah. And Thor, even though Thor is from, you know, somewhere else, he was kicking ass in Wakanda, so those losses count.
Sure.
We count those over there.
No, okay.
Yeah, it was our home turf, so.
Okay. we're speaking about T'Challa's gear.
I'm just not going to keep this poster on the
T'Challa.
Table.
I do have a question.
Wait.
I do have a question. If Namor is about, like, keeping his people, like, avenged and, like, hidden, I guess he... didn't have a reason to interfere after Thanos snapped away half his people?
He didn't.
Not really. Just mourned his loss and...
I don't even know if he knew that
he had to have known. He had to have.
He's just like, Fucking ready to go.
I think he definitely
came back like, huh?
It feels like he would have like
put a bell on you.
I feel like
hurt you in 5 years.
I feel like, of course, he would have investigated and then went back because he comes to the shore.
What is that and left?
Yeah, like, he comes to the shore. Like, he comes to visit every so often. So
close to Strax.
Yeah. So most
like chicken. It's a chicken. They got some decent chicken.
So basically, he just, you know, most likely he heard about it and then he went right back because he wasn't going to like, oh, now I'm going to reveal. Nah, just chilling.
Right. I just don't get telling people your name, though. For us, we need to know it, but.
What name were?
Yeah. Like, I just wouldn't. If you wouldn't tell people. If you don't want people to know what your name is.
Right. They come in as royalty to another royalty.
Yeah, right. Of course. Like, I get that part. Like, I know that has to happen, but also. If you don't want people to,
he's not like a magician or like an evil being.
His word's not mine.
It's more of a test. He's looking for an excuse to.
I can't wait till in the future he's got to sit in front of Congress because you know eventually there's going to be that.
Oh my God.
Scene of him in front of the courtroom.
It's going to be someone around who like moisturize me.
That's what I was getting at. Somebody just
have someone walk over.
Moisturize me.
He's gonna have the little thing over his mouth. So okay, he can suck on water. Still suit.
Okay, like winding down since we're ramping up. I just want to talk about. I personally want to just talk about one thing, definitely, and get everyone's real like thoughts about it. The ending, the mid credits cutscene and everything when they revealed that apparently T'Challa had a kid.
I'm asleep
the whole time.
Man,
and was kept it secret.
So look, this is the out. This is the out. They see that Shuri is in command of the Black Panther mantle, and if they can't get people to stick behind that financially, they have an out because you know in 10 years we'll have one more Black Panther movie, and that kid will be grown enough to take over.
Also,
you believe that they're going to keep that kid. That kid is going to
The kid is a stand-in. It's just that what he represents.
He's going to get recast in Quantumania. When they start doing the time travel shit, he's going to immediately get recast. And it's going to be like, oh, why does he look so much like Killmonger?
No.
This is Jerry Springer.
I think Killmonger likes being trapped in the land of the ancestors.
I don't even mean, why is he even, I mean, I know why.
Why did she see him?
You know why? Okay. They explained it.
Sure. They had like a 20-minute explanation for it.
It's about what you're feeling. She didn't even think that it existed. She thought she was going to get her powers and then come back. And two, all she feels is grief and vengefulness against Namor. And who's that going to fucking vibe with?
Didn't have to be Killmonger.
And I like how they kept the beef between Black Panther and Namor by doing it like this.
I like that. Like, I really loved that twist because I thought it was going to be by the numbers. I thought she was either going to see a holograph Chadwick Boseman or.
What the fuck? They keep falling.
They have. It's been up for so long.
It's the heat that gets generated when this door gets closed,
bro. It loads you in a full sense of
security. If y'all don't stop sweating over there.
What do you want from me? Look, all you gotta do is crack a window.
Clarence,
anyway,
we can't record with the door open.
I said crack a window. I didn't say shit about a door.
That's still the outside.
But you'll hear the outside in here.
No, you won't. It's too cold.
Anyway.
Kaido, tell this man.
There's nothing alive out there.
You're not gonna suffer until I tell you. You can't suffer anymore. Please,
tell this man to be professional.
I feel like more.
Good.
But no, I like. I'm happy that Killmonger showed up. I don't know why he got dreads now, but
he's been in the land of the ancestors for years. They probably did his hair.
Do they change?
Yeah.
I guess.
Who's down there straightening them up?
Exactly.
Who's down there doing it? I don't know. They got years of ancestors down there.
Bosk is doing it.
Sit down, boy.
But as far as my opinions on that scene,
which scene?
The scene that you were asking about.
The Killmonger scene?
The scene with
the little boy.
Yeah, the little boy.
Oh.
The child 2.0.
It kind of just seems like the thing, all the black characters are having kids off screen, and then we find out about them later when that actor's no longer attached to the project. remember how like Heimdall was like all over Thor, and then he was like,
I thought that was him for a second. Again.
Oh,
that looked like they look the same.
I have a son. Oh, here's Heimdall's son, who he's never told you about. All the years that he's known you, and you've been friends.
Not even good enough for good CGI.
Not even good enough for good CGI. God damn. And T'Challa, of course, just had a kid who we never deserved to see until. But you know what? I champion this choice. You know. Just like Drake once said, you know, I wasn't hiding wasn't hiding my child from the world. I was hiding
the child.
You
know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I get, you know,
that was a real long, like, whip around to push fucking Drake. And
no, I wasn't just to push Drake, but it also helps.
Anyway.
You know, right before we go, the one part that I remember that I wanted to talk to. Is Namor doing the most Namor shit in the entire world when he grabbed that fucking helicopter?
Yeah. And just spun it around. Didn't have to do all that at all.
Didn't have to do none of that. He fucking.
He popped out of the water, grabbed that helicopter, and said, I wanted the swoop, swoop.
Let Captain America do that. My man said he fucking spent that helicopter.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that in the panel, like in like the. From like one of the OG Namor comics, mm-hmm. Pretty sure I've seen that in the panel. Which is
what happened to Namor?
It goes either or. It doesn't matter.
See,
he responds to whatever.
Yeah, no, shut up. He does.
Well, you've been dropping.
I loved the siren, the whole siren thing.
That's what we were talking about, the sound design.
Really cool, but I'm like, they just keep using that forever.
Yeah,
but, like I'm surprised they didn't. I'm just saying, like, they just, like, while they're all on the boat, just start singing, just have people just, like, because obviously they don't have no fucking earbuds on. You would think so, but I don't think they did.
They'll have them eventually. I mean, it'll work until it doesn't, you know.
True, exactly.
All right, guys, since we're pretty much wrapping it up,
it up.
Are we not? Don't scare me.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Okay, cool. Can we let's rate this thing? What would you guys? What would you guys rate this movie? Who wants to go first? Because I know it's not me.
Amazing out of great.
What? Amazing out of great.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Wow, shield cape.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
I'm gonna be a little tough on it. I'm probably going to go like an 8.8.
Okay, so a 9?
You said an 8.8, sir.
Excuse me. Is this your rating?
Is this your rating?
It's not my rating. I'm not going to give it a 9.
8.8 seared hibachi salmon backs out of 10.
Okay.
I'll take it.
My man smelled like sushi all the way over there. All the way home. Everybody's like, it smells delicious.
It smells great.
It got brown.
Luau.
It smells lean.
So, yes, it was very lean. I mean, not as lean as Mike Delgado Jr., but.
I will give this. I have two, but I'm gonna choose one. I choose 9 fucking broken Namor wings out of 10.
9 broken.
Can I go back and like change a score from a previous movie to justify this score, or is that like out of the question?
No,
out of the question.
I would like to hear about that.
Only forward.
So look, since I gave Spider-Man No Way Home a 10, I'm gonna give this a 10.
That's a good rating. Yeah. More for us.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 10. I'm gonna give it 10 tight spy suits out of 10.
You better, nigga. That's right. I would give this movie 9.5 awesome hand 10. Gestures.
Kamehamehas.
Kamehamehas.
Out of 10.
Triangles.
9 huevos.
Huevos out of 10. I'll give this movie 9 huevos out of 10. 9.5. Out of 10.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Why'd they have that? Cool. That busted ass scuba suit.
Man, she can hear shit. I'm convinced she could not hear shit the entire time. He's just talking. She's just. She's like.
I didn't even talk about the Kingdom Hearts tunnels.
Nope. the entrance to what was this
Ursula's fight?
Tolkien.
The entrance to Tolkien was a Kingdom Hearts entrance. It was a Kingdom Hearts entrance. The only thing that was missing was a title screen and a little key coming in.
Yeah.
No. the fucking the current tunnels from the Little Mermaid level. Okay. Oh, that's man. All it was.
You guys, Kingdom Hearts just stuck on the brain.
Yeah.
Look, it'll be in the new game. This movie was amazing. Go watch it.
Yeah, please. Pretty decent.
I'm hoping it holds up the test of time later when I watch it again.
Right. I feel like it would hold up as a film that it's I so could watch as its own.
More than the other.
You have got to stop alluding to how warm it is. Don't you think we're all hot?
No.
I'm not.
Damn. I'm okay.
I'm okay though.
Yeah. Fuck all I'm a man. Of you. I'm end a man. The episode and open the door. Goodbye.
All right. Peace out, nerds.
All right. Peace.
Open it.